This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abayim. We have an amazing topic this evening. Parshas Va'era. The Shiurim on Sefer Shemais are generously sponsored by our dear friends, Dr. Zakheim Umeshpachta, Lilo Nishmas, Rav Shloima Eliezer ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim, and Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, Began Eden, Tehim and Uchasam. They should be Melitza Yisharm for their whole family, for Simchas Nachas, Gezint, Parnasa Berevach, Besurais Toivois, Ad Biaskoel Tzadak. So you know that Parshas Va'era is in what Sefer? Shemais. If you didn't have get your Sefer on Shemais yet, it's available right here or on our site, rabbidg.com. Right now, the Avodas Hayom are working on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, and the due date is very fast approaching. Baruch Hashem, it should be with a lot of siyata d'shmaya. If anybody would like to be mishtatef, tavei aleichem bracha. It's a very big avoda. There's an entire team that editors, layout, design. It's a very, very big and costly operation. So if anybody wants to be mishtatef, it would be greatly appreciated. Okay. So, 2 weeks ago, I was in the country of Morocco. On the last day, I had the zchus to daven shachris in the city of Sali by one of the kvarim of one of the great giants of Morocco. His name was Rabbi Rafael Hamalach Rafael. Rabbi Rafael Alan Kava. He's one of the most well-known Moroccan gedolim. Say, hi, never heard of him. That's how well known the Meraklim Gedolim are. One of the most well known is not so well known. Right here, we have a picture of him. If you want to see what he looks like, he was a Mekubal and a great Paisik. And he was born in 1847. He passed away in 1935. I have a Sefer that has pictures from his Levaya. At the Zchus to Daven Shachris by the Kever. At the Shachris, I saw a 4-volume set of his Svarim. Printed by Machon Ahavat Chaim of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. Shaila Suchuvais, Karnei Re'im. Soyafais Re'im. Chadad V'teima on Shas. Pa'amoin V'rimoin. Pa'amoin Ezohav on Choshen Mishmar. He was a great Poisek and Lamden. And at his kever, I saw a Chiddush Noira V'atzim. An amazing Chiddush that he says. Halachic Chiddush that is derived from this week's Parsha. Now, I wanted to get a hold, at the Kever they had a 4-volume set. I remember I was very taken by the Chiddush. I set it over at the Kever, the Chiddush. And yesterday preparing the Shir, I wanted to get a hold of the Sefer. I wasn't sure how I'm going to get the Sefer. I mean, it was at the Kever. I assumed Rabbi Yaakov Hillel made sure that at the Kever the Sefer should be. I didn't think it's the kind of Sefer that's going to be, you know, in Z. Berman's. You know, I've been to Z. Berman's many times. Usually people come in when I'm there, you know. Do you have Mekrois Gedolei Shemais? Do you have Mesil Sesharim? Do you have the Art Scroll? And, you know, whenever they come in, I ask them the following question. Do you have Sefer Magad Rakia? You know, no. Sometimes I ask them. Especially if there's a pile over there. Then it's easier. But how am I going to get the Sefer? So I went to Oitzra Chachma, I put in Karnei Re'im, and I spelled Re'im, Reish, Aleph, and the Mem. Like, there's a parish on the Marsha, the Karnei Re'im. You know, on the Marsha, there's like sometimes like a one-line commentary, Karnei Re'im. In Yeshiva, I remember, Karnei Re'im is like, the Marsha is very difficult to understand and to learn. Karnei Re'im is like the tiefest cheshbon on the Marsha. So I put in Reish, Aleph, Mem, nothing came up. I put in Ankava, Aleph, Nun, Kuf, Vavav, Aleph. Nothing came up. So they don't have a Sefer. I went to Hebrew Books. They don't have any of his farm. I called Zundel Berman. Gladstein, what do you want? You know, they know already. So I said, do you have the Svarm or Rafal Ankava? They have Karni Reim, but of a different person. I said, let me try Oitzra Chachma one more time. Sure enough, Karnei Re'im was spelled Reish, Aleph, two streichels, regular mem. You never have a regular mem at the end of a word. But this sefer was spelled Reshav, so I got a hold of the tshuva. Here's the shaila. The shaila is like this. So, you guys are very young, but there's something called older people. Right? Older is when you become like 190 and up, right? That's older people. Until then, you're still young. Older people, they don't hear so well. There's a very interesting halacha. Let's go straight to halacha. Look at number 15. The halacha is when you daven Shemana Esrei, you're not a daven in your heart. You can't just think the words. But you have to enunciate the words. Right? Enunciate means you have to move your lips. But umashmiya la'aznav belachash. You need to, many people are not careful about this. They say words when they daven Shemana Esrei, but it's not loud enough that their own ear could hear it. You hear what I'm saying? Many, many people, they daven belachash, but it's too belachash, because their own ear doesn't hear what they're saying. So the Shulchan Aruch says, your ear has to hear your words. I know a certain Adam Gadol, it's very makbid, that his Shemayna Esrei should be at least audible, that his own ear could hear it. But v'lo yashmiya koiloi, no one else's ear should be able to hear it. So the guy next to you shouldn't hear it, but you should be able to hear it. If you can't have kavana, if it's so quiet, you're allowed to raise your voice, but that's when you're davening privately. But sibur, you can't raise your voice because you're going to disturb someone else. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah says that from the Zohar, it's mashma that you should say it quiet enough that your ear cannot hear it. And there are mikubalim that are makbid on the Zohar that it should be quiet enough that their ear should not hear. By the way, when you get an aliyah, it seems like it should be quiet enough that your ear can't hear it. People don't know that either. People are very makadishri, loud. So first of all, it's wrong. Second of all, it's disturbing in the Baal Koyre. But by aliyah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it should not be audible to your ear. But the Zohar seems to say by Shemana Esrei, likewise, it should not be audible to the ear. However, the Magen Avram says that the Zohar doesn't mean that. And the Gra says the Zohar doesn't mean that. And therefore, L'chadchila, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, it needs to be loud enough that your ear could hear it. And I saw that even according to the Zohar, only if you're a full-fledged, certified, bona fide, card-carrying Mekubal. If you're just like a regular guy that like one time heard the word Zohar HaKadosh, you can't say, I follow the Zohar. Only like big-time Mekubalim could say it quiet enough their ear can hear. The bottom line is, halach l'maisa, you need to say it loud enough that your own ear could hear it. What if you don't say it loud enough that your ear could hear it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're still Yotzei. But l'chadchila is a very important halacha. So in other words, if you came tonight and the only thing you got is, you know, my Shemana Esrei is really quiet, I can't hear myself, it's a very important adjustment to make that your silent Shemana Esrei should not be so silent that your own ear can't hear it. Fine.
No, when you get in the lead, don't you say it out loud so that everybody can answer amen?
No. The reading the Kriyas HaTorah along. You're supposed to read along because technically you're making the bracha, you're the reader. So you have to read it. But at what decibel, that will be a topic for a different time. Okay? Fine. Comes over, fall on Kava. So you have the old guy. The old guy can't hear what he used to hear. The old guy, when he was a kid, he could hear. He could turn something on and no one, and he could hear and nobody else could hear. Now, the only way he could hear is if he davens a loud Shemana Esrei. Does he need to daven a loud Shemana Esrei because he really can't hear that well? And the only way for his ear to hear his own Shemana Esrei is to raise the volume. Says Rav Rafalan Kava, or Alan Kava, in Shal Sechuvas Karnei Re'im, that I saw in the city of Sali in Morocco, that if you're old and you don't hear well, you need to daven Shemana Esrei out loud. And what's the proof? This week's parsha. Gevaldik. This is Oya Menorah. He says it's a beferish Sifsei Chachavim this week's parsha. He says, by every makkah, Pari said, stop! So Moshe said, don't worry. Vayetar al Hashem al daven. By the Tzfardeya, Moshe didn't say Vayetar. Moshe said, Vayitzak! I'm going to cry out. Why is Tzfardeya the only makkah Moshe had to cry out? Says the Sifsei Chachamim, look at number 3, Makshim Ha'olam, Lama shina hakasav betzvardim vayitzak uvishar makos vayeter Moshe. Says the Sifzei Chachamim, because the halacha is when you daven, your ear needs to be here. Your ear needs to hear. And what noise do Tzfardeya make? Azriel. What noise do Tzfardeya make? Anybody want to give it a try? A little louder.
Croaking.
The frogs make a loud noise. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hear himself daven. So he had to scream out. Why? Because, says Sifzei Chachamim, since halacha is when you daven, your ear must hear your tefillah, and Moshe couldn't hear himself daven because the frogs are making such loud noise. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to crank up the volume. Says Rav Falan Kava, we see from here, listen carefully, the decibel required for Shmoneh Esrei is not an objective decibel, it's subjective. So if you don't hear well, you got to crank up the volume. I mean, he didn't go to a telephone booth.
No, but I mean, it wasn't.
It wasn't a minion. It wasn't a minion.
The halacha is why, is if you're down in the yechid, it's not if you're a minion allowed.
Again, the guy. I mean, the question is: do you need to have to hear yourself, or does it have to be loud enough that it could be heard if you were able to hear? I hear you're saying that maybe it's only a raya if you're by yourself. You're allowed to do this. Therefore,
you don't want to disturb the person next to you.
Yeah, but I got to be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei, so maybe he should get earplugs. I don't know. Then he can't daven. Get I'm sure they have earplugs that only block out the sound of other people. I think I know certain kids that have earplugs like that. They only blocks out selective sound, right? But the Sifzei Chachamim is saying that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was tzaak by the Tzfardeya is because of the halacha that someone who davens has to be able to hear themselves daven. Therefore, Paskin, Shal Sechuvas, Kain Reim, Rebbe Fal, Alan Kava, based on Sifzei Chachamim, someone who is hard of hearing needs to daven a louder Shemoneh Esrei. Now, this troubled me greatly. And I wasn't sure why. And maybe an hour ago I realized, what's the halacha if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei and an ambulance passes by, fire truck? You can't hear yourself daven. You're not hearing yourself. So then what? You have to stop? Or you have to scream? Loishamanu davrza me'olam. That if there's background noise, you got to daven at a different decibel? But that's what it would come out, according to Rabbi Falan Kava. That the decibel required for Shemoneh Esrei is not an objective sound, it's subjective. But last night, I found another support for Rabbi Falan Kava, the Sefer Makar Chaim. What's the Makar Chaim? Makar Chaim was written by the Chavos Ya'ir. Now, this is a Sefer that's also very hard to get. I also called Zundel Berman. They didn't have it. It's not on Oitzar Chachma. It's not on Hebrew books. So I figured I'll call S.K. Gross, because he's a descendant of Rabbi Yair Bachrach, maybe he has it. And said, actually, they just wrote an article that Rabbi Yair Bachrach wrote this Sefer, but it's not well known that he wrote the Sefer. So I was up, but I found, they asked Rabbi Yashiv, if someone is hard of hearing, do they need to daven louder so that their ear could hear it? Yes. And Rabbi Yashiv quoted the Makar Chaim, Rabbi Yair Bachrach, that the decibel required for tefillah is subjective. And therefore, if somebody is old, they have to daven louder. And I asked Rabbi Yair Bachrach, and he said, V'kachave, when I was older, I started to daven a louder Shemoneh Esrei. And Rabbi Ben Sion Cook said, he asked Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv said, yes, if you're older and you don't hear well, you must daven louder so that your ear could hear, because the decibel required is not objective, it is subjective. But this did not sit well with me. And I saw that some poskim disagree. Chazon Ish is mesupik about this. Chazon Ish is mesupik whether the decibel required for Shemoneh Esrei is an objective standard. In other words, you have to reach this volume, and if you reach it, whether you hear it or not, you're Yotzei. Or is it subjective? Do you have to actually hear it? Again, it would come out, a chiddush, that according to Rav Elan Kava and Rabbi Yashiv and the Makar Chaim, if your davening shvatz and an ambulance passes by, or the alarm rings, you know, you're davening in yeshiva, and the bell rings, you got to pause. Whoever heard of such a thing?
Why do you have to hear your davening? Hashem has to hear it.
Ah, so now the question is, why should you have to hear it? You're not davening to yourself. You're davening to God, and God could hear it. He could say, he could decipher. That's the earthquake, that's the bell, that's the ambulance, and this is the guy's tefillah.
No matter how many frogs are
up. Doesn't matter how many frogs. But it seems like you have to hear it. And by the way, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that when you're davening, it should not be loud enough that somebody four amos away could hear. That sounds like that there's an objective decibel that you can't daven. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch Harav doesn't say don't daven loud enough that a guy next to you could hear. If he's 10 miles away, he shouldn't be able to hear. If he's right in your face, he shouldn't be able to hear. No, there's an objective decibel that someone four amos away should not be able to hear. So does that mean the Shulchan Aruch Harav argues on Rav Rafael and Kava, and he holds that there's an objective decibel? It could be there's an objective decibel that's too loud. But if it's quiet, you still have to subjectively be able to hear it yourself. The Shari Tshuva brings a shaila. Let's say you have a guy who's hard of hearing, and he's laying in the Megillah. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Yeah, right now, this, we've officially kicked it off. There's, you know, we invoked Megillas Esther. The guy himself can hear it, but everyone else in the Kila could hear. So he's not deaf. If he would be deaf, he can't be moitzi anyone because he's not chayiv. But let's say he's hard of hearing. He can't hear himself lane, but everybody else could hear him lane. The Shari Tshuva writes that everybody is yoitze. So some poskim want to prove from the Shari Tshuva that the Shari Tshuva holds, not like Reb Rafael and Kava, that the decibel is objective. I would say it's not a raya at all, because everybody agrees, even those who hold that subjectively you should hear it, if you don't hear it, you're still yoitze. So it's not a raya, the fact that he says everyone is yoitze, that it's an objective decibel. It could be it's subjective, but you're yoitze anyway. Bottom line is, the Sefer Ma'ar Oiz says, Reb Chaim Knievsky was asked the shaila, and Reb Chaim said, not like Reb Rafael and Kava, not like Reb Eliashiv, not like the Makar Chaim, the decibel is objective. It has to be loud enough that under normal circumstances, with normal hearing, you could hear it. Whether you hear it or not is not critical. That's what I thought. Even though it seems like most poskim say not like that. Most poskim say like Reb Rafael and Kava, that it's subjective. Now, what's the machloikis based on? You ready for the lumdus? Why do you need to be able to hear yourself talking? Is it a simen or is it a siba? Let's see if we could say this coherently. Is it that you are required to enunciate the words? And if you don't produce sound, it could be you're not enunciating the words. You're just moving your mouth like that, but if you don't actually produce the sound, you might not be enunciating correctly. If that's the case, you don't have to hear it. As long as you make the sound, you've enunciated the word, irrespective of whether you heard it or not. Meaning, if the purpose of producing the sound is to enunciate it accurately, it doesn't matter if you actually hear it. Or you could say, you know why you have to produce the sound? Because it's only considered dibur. If you could hear it, if you can't hear it, maybe it's not dibur. Maybe sound that you don't hear is not called talking. If I'm making noise and I myself can't hear it, maybe that's not called talking. Or do we say, it is called talking. It's just there's background noise, or it's just that my ear is not picking up the decibel. That's the machloikis between Rabbi Rafael and Kava and Rebbe Yashiv and the Makar Chaim that say you're not Yoitze, and the Shita of Chaim Knievsky that you're Yoitze. So what's the $1 million question? Rebbe Falan Kava brought a proof from the frogs. He said, I'll prove to you that you yourself must be able to hear the tefillah, because why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to scream out by the frogs? Why did he scream out? It must be because if there's background noise, you're not going to be yotze unless you say it loudly. So according to, listen carefully, according to Reb Chaim Knievsky, that you don't have to hear yourself daven. It just has to be loud enough that you could have heard yourself had you had good hearing, or had there not been background noise. Then why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to scream out by the frogs? He could have just said it regularly, and he could have been yotze, according to Reb Chaim Knievsky. Meaning, according to Reb Chaim Knievsky, according to the Psak, meaning Rav Rufalan Kava is proving from Vayitzaku that you have to actually hear your own tefillah. But according to Reb Chaim, that you don't have to hear your tefillah. Why did Moshe scream? Good question, right? That's the Sifsei Chachamim. By the way, the Sifsei Chachamim paskins, you have to hear yourself davening. So, I came across an amazing approach to this very question from a Kadmon, the Beis Elikim. The Beis Elikim was written by Rav Moshe Matrani, the Mabit. Mabit was a contemporary of the Arizal. And the Mabit is buried right next to the Ari. He wrote a Sefer Beis Elikim on Tefillah, Tshuva, and Yisoidei HaTorah. And the Beis Elikim is struggling to answer the following contradiction. There was a woman by the name of Chana, and Eli saw she was davening, and it says, "Rak sifaseh hanois v'kailoi loy sishma." Her lips were moving; nobody could hear her sound. So, what do we learn from there? You're supposed to daven quietly. The Gemara says, "Someone who davens loud, he's mektani amana. It's like he doesn't have emuna. Like what? God can't hear him. Do you hear me? What are you screaming? Hashem is shomea lachash." V'chol ma'aminim shehu shomeya lachash. In fact, the Gemara says someone who davens loudly is a false prophet.
Why do they use the proof from Chana? So she was davening to herself. I mean, so that's the proof that
we learn out from there, right? The Gemara learns out from Chana's practice that's the correct way to daven, even though Eli thought she was drunk.
She was drunk, right.
So the question, why did Eli didn't know the halacha? We're gonna answer that in a moment. In other words, Chana made up this new din, but before Chana, everyone was like, Slach lanu avinu, ki chatanu. Really? What'd you do? The guy in the back asked. Really? What'd you do? You know? And the other guy says, you know what he did, you know? But what, Chana invented the halacha that you have to daven quietly? We'll see in a minute.
Chana did it because of tznius. A woman should not be saying it loud.
What?
Tell that to your wife.
So on the one hand, we find Chana daven quietly. And on the other hand, we find throughout Tanakh many tzaakos. Mordechai vayitzak. Once we start. So the question is, when do you daven loudly? When do you daven quietly? So the Mabit says, a davar nifla admoid. Regular tefillos that are part of the Seder Hayoim, Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, that are not be'is tzara, it is not worthy to say it out loud. You could be mechavein when you say it quietly. So therefore, Shemana Esrei, regular tefillos, you should not daven out loud. However, when you daven be'is hatsar or be'is tzara, the guy is, somebody is in pain, he has a need, he has a tzorach, he's davening for Yeshua. Quiet down, keep calm. When you keep calm, it hurts, I'm in pain, I need something. Then you're supposed to daven out loud to show your magish the tzar, and you feel the only one who can help you is Ribbono Shalom. Says the Mabit, that's why Moshe was sucked by the Tzfardim, because Paroi said, get these frogs out of here. If you get them out of here, I'll send you out of Egypt. That was the first time Paroi agreed that he would send us out. Until then, Paroi just said, stop it, stop it, stop it. This time he said, stop it, I'll let you go free. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is an Eis Tzara. If we don't take advantage now, maybe he'll never let us go. So Moshe Rabbeinu was tzak. Why? The Eis Tzara, you're supposed to scream out. That's why when Miriam had Saras, Vayitzak Moshe, Kel na Rafan Allah. You hear, Pliny ben Pliny is a chayla mesukan. Oh, Shira Malik. Wake up! Well, did you hear what somebody's suffering? You should feel a little pain. You know, when you the other day I touched something very hot, and for whatever it was unplugged, but I thought it wasn't. It hurt. So it hurt. Ouch! No, you don't go. You don't balachash say ouch if it hurts. You know, you say ouch with bekol ram.
How do we know the Shmoneh Esrei was on Shmoneh Esrei?
We don't know that it was a Shmoneh Esrei, but it sounds like it was a tefillah. What kind of tefillah? By the way, any tefillah should not be. Every tefillah should be balachash. No, it's across the board. It's across the board. Now, likewise. The Ma'abit says, all the tza'akos throughout Tanakh we find in Yuma by Ezra was tza'ak. Every za'aka, every tza'aka, Nusach Svar says in Hoidu on Erev Shabbos about the four people in the desert, in across the Yam. Vayitzaku al Hashem, vayizaku, vayizaku. Why? It's be'ez tzara. Mimitzukoyseyam yatzileim. So the Ma'abit sets forth the following great principle. When you daven regular tefillahs, the everyday, the shachris, the mincha, the mariv, it should not be b'koyo ram. On the other hand, if it's a tefillah b'eis tzara, that's when v'yitzaku. What's an example of tefillah b'eis tzara? By tzfardeya. So the Ma'abit is answering Reb Rafalan Kava's kasha, the Sifsei Chachamim's kasha. Reb Rafalan Kava, the Sifsei Chachamim wanted to prove from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was tzaak. Why was he tzaak? It's because you need to be able to hear yourself daven. The Ma'abit would say, no, maybe Reb Chaim Kanievsky is correct. Maybe even with background noise, you don't have to elevate the volume of your tefillah. So why was Moshe tzaak? Stam, it's tefillah based tzara. Now there's an amazing Pelayoyetz. I have inside scoop that Art School just came out with English translation on Bitachain, I think from the Altar of Nevardik. Next to come out is Pelayoyetz in English. Pelayoyetz writes, how great is the power of Tza'aka. By the Arba Tzrichim Lehoidos, it says, Vayitzaku el Hashem, Batzar Lohem imetzukoseyam yatzileim. Tza'aka implies that you raise your voice and you cry out from the depths of your heart. The only thing is, says the Pelayoyetz, this differentiation of the Ma'abit, he doesn't quote the Ma'abit by name, to say that regularly you daven quietly, and be'isar you daven out loud, he says, halev mahases bedavar. The heart is not confident about this differentiation that every time a person is in sar, they should scream out. In other words, from the Ma'abit it would sound like, if someone has a problem, you go into your office, you go into your bedroom, and you shred, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me! I mean, we do that even in shul, you know, by Ana Hashem Hashiyana, you don't say, Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Ana Hashem Hashiyana. I mean, what is the, pal, are you alive? You know? We scream it out, we're tzak. But the Pelayoyetz says, I'm not confident that every time a person has a problem, you're allowed to just scream out. The Zohar says that someone who screams out their tefillah in tefillah say nishmas. And Chazal say that Chana daven quietly, and she was be'ez tzara. Therefore, says the Pelayoyetz, some davar oyoyim v'noira. Not every time a person is in tzar should they scream out. Listen to this. Says the Pelayoyetz, the best thing is, says the Pelayoyetz, something very interesting, that when a person is in tzar, beliboy, in your heart, yitzak tza'aka gedayla, in your heart you should scream out, but the decibel should be low. You hear this? The Pelayoyetz says, when a person has a tzara, scream out, beliboy! But v'hakol yianomach rach sivsoy some noise. But if you're burning inside and you're pained inside and you can't contain it, then let it all out. And then you could scream it out. So it depends on the level of the pain. Tzaakos, says the Peleoids, doesn't necessarily mean loud decibel. Your heart should scream out, but it doesn't mean the volume should be so loud that everyone could hear. So Rabasi is saying that an amazing parallel to this is a comment of the Chida, number 13. Chida is bothered that we know you're supposed to answer Amin Hishmei Rabbah b'chol koichoy u'v'chol kavanosai. We know with all your focus, we know what all your focus means, but what does it mean with all your strength? So simply it means say it as loud as you can. Were you ever in a show where a guy literally said Amin Shaba as loud as he can? No, not loud. Anybody want to try? Were you ever in a show where a guy screamed Yehi Shmei like he would be a color war general? Not like in camp a little bit, like mamish. Yeah? By your minion over there in the...
Landau.
Yeah, by Landau. So what happened? They carried him out. They tied him to a straitjacket. They gave him medication. What?
They gave him the Amud.
They gave him the Amud. In most places, if they would do that, he'd be locked up.
He wouldn't be coming back a second time.
You know? So the question is, but that's what the Gemara says. You should say b'chol koichai. So it's such a genius idea, the Chida. Chida says if you actually say Amin Yishan with all your strength, it could be you'll be punished because people are going to be laughing at you. And it's gaiva. But the Gemara says all your strength. Says the Chida, Yare Shamayim, you ready for this? But I think it's slightly different than Peleoids. Peleoids says, in your heart it should be b'chol koichai. The Chida says, rev yourself up as if you're going to answer Amen Yeshmei Rabbah as loud as you can. And then when it comes down to it, it should be just a regular voice. So maybe you could say the same thing with Tzaka. Somebody has a Tzara. Rev yourself up to say it as loud as you can, but doesn't mean you have to actually say it on that decibel. Again, the Palioi says if you can't contain it, then you let it out. But this would be an alternative to Reb Rafalan Kava. He proves from the frogs, you got to hear yourself. No, there's a concept of tfilas tza'aka. Now I want to end off with one more very interesting halachic inyan. I was very interested by this. So you're standing next to the old guy, and he's saying, Slach lanu avinu ki chatan. He's clapping himself, he's like, bang, you know. Mechal lanu. And the guy's annoying you. You know. Amen! Are you supposed to answer Amen? If you could hear the guy davening Shmon Esrei, you finished earlier, or the guy's lying behind. Do you answer Amen to a guy stiller Shmon Esrei? Interesting Shaila. You would say, yeah, right? Says Reb Shlomo Kluger in the Chachma Shloima, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. What does Amen stand for? Kel Melech Ne'eman. Yeah, that's what I would have thought. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes. The Yalkut Shemoini says that Amen stands for Ata Melech Rachaman. Ata Melech Ne'eman. Not God is a trustworthy king. You are a trustworthy king. What's an afkamina? We know when a person davens a silent Shemana Esrei, Hashem is standing right there. When you're davening out loud, then it's like you're talking about Hashem. This is what he writes. Could you answer Amen to someone's silent Shemana Esrei? You can't say Keil Melech Ne'eman if someone's davening a silent Shemana Esrei, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is right there. You can't talk about Hashem if Hashem's right in front of you. So the Manda Amar that holds you could answer Amen because he holds that Amen could also stand for Ata Melech Ne'eman. So it's appropriate to answer Amen even if someone is davening the silent Shemana Esrei. On the other hand, those Paiskim that say you should not answer Amen, they hold Amen only means Keil Melech Ne'eman. Bottom line is, regarding this Shaila, should you answer Amen to someone's silent Shemana Esrei, comes Reb Shmuel Halevi Vosner, the Shevet Halevi, Chela Gimel Simen Tesvav, and he says, you're not allowed to answer Amen. Why? You only answer Amen to a bracha that's allowed to be said. But you have no business hearing his bracha. He's not supposed to be saying it out loud. Someone who says it out loud is Miktane Amana, is from the Nevi'e Sheker. By the way, it sounds like the Shevet HaLevi doesn't hold like Reb Rafal on Kava. Because he says, this guy has no business saying it out loud. What do you mean? According to Reb Rafal on Kava and Reb Yashiv, he can say it out loud. No, there's no saying it out loud. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you're not answering me. Why? First he says, because the person is saying the bracha shalai kadin, so you shouldn't answer me. And says Reb Shlomo Zalman, even if he should be saying it out loud, meaning, let's say he can't hear well or he doesn't know, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, a beautiful svara, Chazal were never mesakein amen to the silent Shemana Esrei. There, amen is a takanas chazal. They were mesakein amen to a bracha said out loud. They were not mesakein amen to a silent bracha. This guy happens to be hard of hearing. Good. Chazal, the rabbis never made an amen for such a bracha. They asked Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, do you make a bracha, do you say amen when you hear someone say Bayi Pri Adama? So why not on Roifei Chorei Amo Yisrael? By the way, this fits well in Rabbi Yashiv's personal shita, who Rabbi Yashiv said, if you can't hear well, you say it a little bit louder. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, should you answer amen to someone silent Shemoneh Esrei? Yes. In the Mate Ephraim, okay, one second. They asked Rabbi Avadya, Yabi Oimer Chelek Chesim and Yod. Rabbi Avadya said, you have to answer amen. If you're middle of Psukah Dezimra, you could be mafsik. However, if you want to find a different seat, and this way you don't have to worry about this issue of the guy davening Shemoneh Esrei, and you have to answer amen, you could move your seat. There's a perush on the Mate Ephraim called Elef Hamagen. He says this is a great dilemma. What should you do if a guy is davening the sound Shemoneh Esrei you could hear? By the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman said he remembers his Rebbe, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, was clearing the Shaila because in Kletsk there was an old man who couldn't hear himself. He was davening very loud and the boys wanted to chepa him. So in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei they said, Amen! Amen! You know? And Rav Isser Zalman then thought, well, are you allowed to answer me? Maybe you're not allowed to answer Amen to the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Shlomo Zalman paskind no. Shevet HaLevi paskind no. Rabbi Yashiv paskind yes. The Yabi Omer Rabbi Avadya paskind yes. Says Olaf Amogin, it's a great dilemma. Listen carefully. What's the dilemma? On the one hand, there's a chumrah. If you don't answer Amen, you're being mevatel answering Amen. If you do answer Amen, it might be something called Amen Levatala. Let's say, you know, you hear a Gentile say Bayi Pri Adama. You don't say Amen. It's Amen Levato. You can't answer Amen. So how could you answer Amen to a bracha of the Sa'an Shemoneh Esrei? Listen carefully. Says Elef Hamogin, that on Yomim Noiraim, the Shulchan Aruch says, that in order to enhance Kavana, you're allowed to daven a little bit of a louder Shemoneh Esrei. So since some poiskim say you're allowed to daven loudly, and it wouldn't therefore be an Amen Levatala, so now you have a dilemma. Should I not say Amen? Well, I'm being Mevatel Amen. Should I answer Amen? But it might be Amen Levatala. So I'll answer Amen and rely on the Poskim that say that during Yom Naram, you could make the bracha a little bit out loud. So let's just point out, you could apply the same thing even to the regular Shemoneh Esrei and say that if the guy is a little bit older, and some poiskim, namely Reb Rafal on Kava and Reb El Yashiv and the Makar Chayim, they say that if you're a little bit hard of hearing, you could daven a little bit louder, you could be soimech on those shitas, definitely, and answer amen to such a bracha. But the bottom line is that we're very grateful to the frogs, because the frogs teach us one of two very important halachas. Either Reb Rafal on Kava says, we see that this is the only time Moshe was tzak, so this highlights the halacha, you must hear your own Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, you walk out of here, halacha l'maisa. When you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you need to hear yourself say the words. If you're hard of hearing, Reb Rafal on Kava says, daven a little bit louder. However, the Ma'abit said there's a different reason Moshe Rabbeinu was tzak by the Tzfardeya, because this is called Tefillah Be'ez Tzara. There's a Geder of Tefillah Be'ez Tzara. So if, Rabbi say, if there's a particular thing that a person needs, there's the regular Shemana Esrei that a person should avail themselves of, but a person should also avail themselves of the Kayach of Tzaka, which according to the Ma'abit means you go into a room and you scream out to Hashem. Breslov is very into unadulterated, real tzaka. You go into the forest and you scream on top of your lungs. Great. However, the Peleoites is not clear that you could just scream any time. So Peleoites says like this. You should scream, your heart should scream. Let the decibel remain regular. And if you're still in such pain, then you could even let out a very loud sound. We brought from the Chidah an idea that if you prepare yourself as if you would be raising the decibel, then even if you don't actually raise the decibel, that's also begeder tzaka. May all of our tefillos be niskabel, barach meratzen, have a wonderful night, Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, ratzah kodesh baruch hazakas Yisrael, lefika chir b'lam tar mitzvah shenemer, adoy noy chafet z'man tzikikoy, yagdil tar v'yadiyah. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.